I'm going to invite Leonardo to speak. It's his first time speaking in English, and he's got a short meditation for us. Thank you, Leonardo. We've been praying for you. Thank you.
I thank the Tabor Church for the new opportunity. Today, I will present a brief meditation based on the teaching of the first letter of the Apostle John. My English is very limited, so I'm going to need your patience and attention. Then Pastor Andrew can correct any mistake. If you don't understand something, we can talk when the meeting is over. How can I be sure of salvation? How can I be sure of salvation? The Apostle John wrote the gospel to show how a person can be saved. John states that wrote that you may believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that believing you may have life in his name. John chapter 20, verse 31. And he wrote his first letter to show that the saved can be sure of salvation. In 1 John chapter 5, verse 13, he says, "These things I have written to you who believe in the name of the Son of God, that you may know that you have eternal life." Two mistakes that need to be avoided. First, to seek another means of salvation outside of Jesus. Second, to doubt the assurance of salvation offered by Jesus. Everyone who believes in Jesus can be assured of eternal life. But false security is a tragedy. Therefore, John warns in his first letter three lies. In the first place, the moral lie. A Christian is someone who is born again and has received a new heart, a new mind, a new life, a new family, a new homeland. Everything has become new in your life, and the old things are behind. The Apostle John says, we say that we have fellowship with him and talk in darkness. We lie and do not practice the truth. 1 John chapter 1, verse 6. In 1 John chapter 2, verse 4, he writes, "He who says, 'I know him,' and does not keep his commandments is a liar, and the truth is not in him." Therefore, the evidence of salvation is a transformed life. A transformed life. Second place, the doctrine lie. In the first century, many false teachers infiltrated the church. preaching a false gospel, production false believers, and generating false hope. There is no salvation outside of Christ. Therefore, the Apostle John warns, who is a liar, but he who denies that Jesus is the Christ. He is Antichrist, who denies the Father and the Son. Whoever denies the Son does not have the Father either. He who acknowledges the Son has the Father also. 1 John chapter 2, verse 22 and 23. Many today profess to believe in Christ, but do not trust Him fully for their salvation. They profess Christ, but also trust in their works. They profess Christ, but they also turn to Mary as intercessor. Salvation is in Christ and in Him alone. Eternal life is offered by Him and by Him alone. Jesus is the gateway to heaven and the way to God. He is the only mediator between God and man. Only in His name is salvation. In third place, the social lie. Those who haven't been saved by the grace of God through faith in Christ and have come to love God with all their strength and with all their soul must also love their brothers. So writes the Apostle John, if someone says, I love God, and writes his brother, he is a liar, for the who does not love his brother whom he has seen. How can he love God whom he has not seen? 1 John chapter 4, verse 20. But what kind of love should that be? Apostle John writes, by this we know love, because he laid down his life for us. And we also ought to lay down our lives for the brethren. 1 John chapter 3, verse 16. The Apostle John records the words of the Lord Jesus himself, saying that love for the brethren is the evidence of being his disciples. By this I will know that you are my disciples, if you are love for one another. Chapter 13, verse 35. Finally, it's time we took a look at our own lives to find out if we are actually saved. Is our trust in Christ? Do we walk in the light? Do we love our brothers? Let each one is a mine, his heart, and give and answer before God. Father, sanctify us by your word and by the power of the Holy Spirit. Teach us the way of holiness. May your lives be lived for your glory. Bless us in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
So there we heard about three lies. We heard about the moral lie, the doctrinal lie, and the social lie, three lies. And the first one is saying to us, well, you can't say that you love God if you don't keep his commandments. If you're not practicing the word of God and keeping his commandments, the truth isn't in you. And so we can't go along that path. And the second one, the second lie is this, is that, well, if you deny that Jesus is the Christ and the Son of God and that he's the only way to the Father, you're in error. You can't fall into that lie. Christ is the only way of salvation. And the social lie, well, the social lie is that I love God, but I can treat anybody as I want to. And the Bible says the evidence of our salvation is that we would love one another. And so the Bible says we're to examine ourselves and to see whether in the faith we have these three tests. Do we keep God's commandments? Do we believe only in Christ, who he is and what he's done, the only way of salvation? And do we love the brethren? And that ties in with our overall theme, doesn't it? We've been thinking of the holiness of God. God is so different from us. How can we know this God? We're sinners. But God has provided his Son, the Lord Jesus, that we might know God, that we might be forgiven. And if we have trusted in Christ, if we look to him alone for our salvation, God then wants us to live holy lives in all our conduct to please him and to be holy as he is holy. And as we live that holy life, then we are assured of our salvation and we know the witness of the Holy Spirit within.